It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What can we do for you today on this Dirt Over Wednesday?
So, I was with this girl named Amanda for 2 years. I definitely thought she was the one. I wanted to propose to her, but, you know, it was a really tough 2 years. That's like a roller coaster.
Okay, well, what do you mean by roller coaster? Are you able to tell us, like, a little bit more so we have a better understanding?
I don't want to say too much, but it ended badly. It involved her cheating, and it was just time to move on.
All right, so Tyler, so what do you want us to do for you today?
Well, I was single for almost 10 months after things ended with Amanda, and I was just focused on myself, healing, doing work on myself, and then I met a girl, Kimmy, out of all places at a bowling alley. She was with girlfriends bowling, and I was with a couple guy friends from work. Again, I know it's super random, but yeah.
So did you, like, bowl, like, with her, or, like how did you guys, like, start talking to the girls?
So our lanes were, like, right by one another. So we all started joking each other, challenging one another. So that's kind of how we all started talking.
Okay. So do you want us to call Kimmy and ask her on a date for you? I mean, we've done it before, you know. So anything goes with dirty work, I tell you.
Actually, no. So we were dating for, like, a little over 3 months. So I don't need help with asking her on a date.
Oh, all right. So that's good. 3 months. So then what's the deal then?
So in the past week and a half, she isn't responding to my texts. She won't return my calls. And, like, that's super weird because we were pretty much seeing each other almost every day, if not every other day. And things were getting pretty serious. So I thought they were. I don't know what changed.
Okay. So don't hate me, Tyler, but I have to ask this question. 3 months, obviously you two have done the deed, right?
I'm thinking you did the deed and she thought it wasn't great, and that's why she's now ghosting you.
No. So we both had gotten out of really bad relationships before we started talking, and so we both of us agreed that we would wait a while before we did all that. It was a mutual agreement, and we were both happy with that choice.
Hmm. So who brought up the not doing the deed part? Was it you or was it her?
Well, it was me. I did, because I wanted her to know that this wasn't just a rebound for me, that I really wanted to get to know her before getting into the physical aspect of things.
Hmm. Okay. That's admirable. So do you want us to call her and figure out where this all went left for you two?
Yes, I would love that. And Natalia, I kind of have an idea for what I want you to do, like,
okay,
a specific thing. So I have a best girlfriend named Sydney that Kimmy has heard a lot. I just talk about her a lot. But I think you could call Kimmy and pretend to be Sydney to see if she spills, like, what's actually happening.
Okay, yeah, okay, I like that idea. Okay, man, we'll try to do that. We'll give Kimmy a call, rather this song, and Natalia will pretend to be your best girlfriend, Sydney.
Hello?
Hey, is this Kimmy? This is Sydney. I am Tyler's best girlfriend.
Yeah. Tyler has talked a lot about you, and I think I have an idea as to why you're calling.
Yeah, Kimmy, listen, girl, I'm not trying to get in the middle of things, but he is so confused and sad about what's happened. He said he's texted you, he's called you, you won't reply to him, and he's just trying to figure out where he went wrong, and that's why I'm calling.
Okay, well, you know, I really don't want to talk about it. Honestly, I'm still really upset about all of this. I thought this was meant to be. I mean, listen, I was falling for Tyler, and I let my guard down, and, oh, God, it just, this just turns out to be all fake.
Fake? What do you mean fake?
Look, Sydney, I know you mean well, but I really don't want to get into this, and if you want to get more info, you should call Tyler, have Tyler call his guy friend. Brad has the answers to all this.
Kimmy, I know Brad, but again, what does Brad have to do with this? Like, why are we calling Brad?
Listen, Sydney, just call Brad. I am done talking about this. I'm just, like I said, I'm just really sad.
Okay, I guess we'll call Brad and get the answer to what happened.
Hello?
Hey, Brad, it's Jermaine Cole. I have a question for you. So I'm really, really good friends with Kimmy. And here lately, I've noticed she's been not herself, super upset. And she said it had to do with a conversation she had with you. I'm just trying to figure out what happened so I can, I don't know, I guess be a better friend to her.
Kimmy, right. You mean Tyler's little fling?
Fling? Kimmy made it seem like they were super, super into each other.
I mean, yeah. I mean, you know, he is really into her, but he just got out of a super long-term relationship, which ended badly.
Yeah, but like Kimmy said, his past relationship was over like 10, 11 months ago or something like that, right?
Yeah, man. But look, what's this to you? I'm confused, bro. I don't know.
Okay, well, so, dude, she's like 1,000% one of my closest friends. I just hate seeing her this depressed. She's crying. I'm really just trying to figure out what I can do to make her like feel better and like what made her so upset so I can like get her out of this slump.
Okay, look. Bro to bro, like guy code, me to you. Can I tell you just between us?
1,000%.
All right. Look, Tyler's been my best friend since high school, right? He's always been by my side, and we have been through a lot together. And after things ended with Amanda, his long-term relationship, I finally had my best friend back. I mean, when he was with Amanda, I never saw him, ever. Never got to hang out with him. And then all of a sudden, I had my bro back for 10 months. And it was great, right? And then he meets this broad, Kimmy, and it's back to Tyler falling off the face of the planet again. Never see him.
Okay, so then what did you say to Kimmy?
I mean, look, I just told Kimmy that she's like one of five girls that Tyler's talking to, right? So she's just a fling, and he's not that serious about her, and she took it the way I expected her to take it, you know, horribly, and I think she's done with Tyler.
Oh, my God. So you legit sabotaged your best friend's relationship. You lied to this girl knowing damn good and well he isn't talking to five other women.
Look, I didn't sabotage anything, okay? I just helped my best friend from making another horrible decision by being in another two-year relationship only for his heart to get broken again by some broad.
Like, do you have something for him? Do you want to date this guy? Like, do you want to date Tyler? I've never met a guy who has purposely ruined his best friend's relationship like this.
Nah, dude. No. Look, I just killed two birds with one stone, right? Tyler doesn't get hurt. I get my best bro back and get to hang out with him again, and that's that.
Well, great. Because Kimmy and Tyler, I know you guys right now are listening. Now you know what this jerk Brad did trying to sabotage y'all's relationship.
Who are you talking to, weirdo? Like, they can't hear you. What?
Well, that's funny. Yes, they can, and I just sabotaged this call.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.